Good morning, everybody. This is Frank Riccio, and this is Talking About the Law. With me is attorney Dominic Paolini, who is an accomplished trial attorney and is also a cardiovascular surgeon. Welcome back, Dominic.
Thank you, Frank.
And now we're in the process. Now we're in court. And court is a funny place, not funny ha-ha, but funny in terms of increase in terms of difficulty in prosecuting a claim, whether it's a good claim or not. Tell us what happens next after you file suit in terms just in general the whole process.
Once a medical malpractice suit is filed, the claim needs to go before a tribunal, which consists of a judge, an independent doctor, and an independent lawyer. The case needs to be presented to the tribunal, who then determines whether or not the case is frivolous. Now, this is important as a public policy point, because we often hear politicians talking about frivolous lawsuits, and you hear this from the president to the governors to representatives, senators, etc. In Massachusetts, there are no frivolous lawsuits because frivolous lawsuits are illegal. There is a statute that requires all of these cases to go before a tribunal. So if the case passes the tribunal and gets into court, it cannot be a frivolous lawsuit. Unfortunately, the public, especially the jurors, they feel that these malpractice cases are frivolous, that the plaintiffs are money grubbers, that they're trying to enrich themselves on the back of the doctors. Nothing could be further from the truth. A Harvard School of Public Health study years ago showed that 100,000 people every year die in the United States from preventable medical errors. Other studies have shown that hundreds of thousands of infections, many of which lead to deaths, are totally preventable. We often hear about decreased reimbursement to hospitals, where hospitals cannot afford people to keep the hospital clean, to provide oversight, etc. We talked a little bit before about how a case is screened, where the case needs to be screened in the office, screened through another office, through another expert, then screened through a medical expert. So therefore, no medical malpractice case that enters the courtroom in Massachusetts can be deemed frivolous. However, the sad thing for the patient or the plaintiff is that many jurors feel that these cases are frivolous.
Now, in tort law, and this goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, it's really what they call a compensatory scheme. And basically, when you bring a tort claim, it is not only you're allowed to bring a claim for pain and suffering, but many people suffer some very severe economic harm. For example, in a failure to diagnose a stroke case that I'm handling, he was 38 years old, and that income to a family with small children, one of whom is autistic, is a very real harm that people suffer. And I think sometimes people don't quite understand that. Do you agree, Dominic?
I agree. Jurors, especially in Massachusetts, even though Massachusetts is considered to be a very liberal, people-oriented, consumer-oriented state, that's not borne out in the courtroom. In the courtroom, doctors win 92%, in some years, 98% of the cases against them.
And that's if the case goes to trial, is that correct?
That's if the case goes to trial.
And if it goes to verdict. Now, it's not totally hopeless because cases do settle. Hopefully, we work our cases up well enough that the insurance company, because physicians are required to be insured in Massachusetts as part of their licensure. What's not known to the public is, however, that dentists and chiropractors are not required to be insured. as part of their licensure. So sometimes you can run into a situation where there's not insurance. Though in those cases that do settle, are there mechanisms for plaintiffs that are humane, that they don't have to go through the battle of a trial called an alternative dispute resolution?
Yeah, there are processes called alternative dispute resolution, which consists of mediation, where a case is presented to a mediator who tries to help the parties arrive at a resolution. And there's something called arbitration, which is really a private courtroom where you hire an arbitrator to be a judge. But the important thing, Frank, and for the public to understand, is that because plaintiffs do not do well in the courtroom, the settlement value of these cases is severely, severely diminished, because the insurance company's attitude is, well, if you don't want to settle for a small amount of money, then go to trial and you probably have a 92% chance of getting nothing.
In less than 30 seconds, can you tell us how filing or bringing a claim does enhance public policy?
Bringing a claim enhances public policy because the way, especially today, the way the healthcare system is, with the decreasing reimbursement, the trial lawyers are the only watchdogs for the system. The doctors obviously have not been able to keep their house clean. Patients are injured in hospitals. And if it were not for the tort system, and you often hear this thing about tort reform should mean that we're enhancing the tort system, not emasculating it.
Dominic, thank you so much for being our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Frank Riccio. This is Talking About the Law. In 2 weeks, we're actually going to have a fun show talking about legal movies, believe it or not. Thanks again, and Dominic, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Frank.